another edition of Kaleidoscope. This is Magda Zenon here in Nicosia, and with me in my virtual studio, I have Mary Akrami, who is coming to us all the way from Virginia, US. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, dear Magda. It's really, really my great privilege to be with you and to talk to you. And thank you so much for having me.
I'm honored that you agreed to speak with us and to introduce you to the listeners. Mary is a renowned women's rights activist and the managing director of the Afghan Women's Network International. She's dedicated her whole life to protecting the most vulnerable women in Afghanistan. But I think, Mary, you take over the conversation and introduce yourself, because I think before we started this interview, we are on the right track about how we as women activists feel in a time of so much conflict, protracted conflict, and so much on attacks on civil rights and human rights and humanity. So please, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Magda. Actually, I wanted to just start, like, I'm an advocate, I could say, or activist since I was born, I could say. Among all my family, I had like different attitude and different skills since my childhood. I'm actually from Afghanistan. I was born in Kabul, Afghanistan. This year, next year, March, I will become 50 years old. But more than 30, 32 or 33 years of my work was, my life was on being loud and working and being in the ground and just try to, from any way, to support, to assist who are in need. But, and as you know, like about Afghanistan, especially our generation is the unluckiest one, because since we born that there was war. And it is 45 years that we are witness of all this war. But within this very critical situation that we made ourselves, and we have, I could say, like, we have a lot of achievement as well, as a woman, as a humans, like to how to be in service of other, how to support, how to raise the voice of people of Afghanistan, and particularly the women of Afghanistan. So my journey of activism has starts before 1995, before the first round of the Taliban, while I was graduated from school. And that was my first time to become refugee in Pakistan. And I start my work. And that time it was also was difficult, because I was graduated from school and I didn't have any degree. And being in Pakistan, it was not easy. Then you have to learn English. You have to have some skills of computer and so. So that was the start. I start to learning all these skills like computer, English, because I was studying at the school French. So the difficult part was, and then I saw we are much in a better hand compared to those Afghans who were years before in Pakistan and in refugee camps, and especially women and children. And it really gives me some other motivation, I could say, like that I have coordinated in the class which I was studying English. I have coordinated and I have created a group of women who had different skills. Like, they were much more than educated than me, but they didn't have that carrot. But we all get together and we have created an organization, I could say. We start our work as a volunteer to serve those Afghans. They were in the camp and they didn't have access to even for a basic education, like literacy classes. So that was the start of my work in Pakistan.
I think all of us activists, most of the work we do is as volunteers, because and it's because what we do is not a job. It's from inside. Yeah. I'm glad to hear, because what you said at the beginning about being born an activist is the way I feel. I didn't become an activist, because to put you into my context, I was born and brought up in apartheid South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was blessed to have been part of a family that though I was a privileged white person, and though my parents did support the white government because the white government gave them, as the diaspora, the ability to do to give their family what they wanted to provide to their family, I was never stopped from supporting the underdog. They wanted me
Stay.
safe. They wanted me safe because there's a lot of personal risk in being an activist and going against the state. But they never, we had really healthy arguments at home, which arguing is good, but they never stopped me. They never said to me, you can't. They never closed the door. It was always be the best you can be, but be safe. So I think I'm speaking to a sister today.
Yes, that is what, like even though like while I was at school, it was very, very strange, even because there was more every day there was bombing, there was we were witness of bomb and everything, and especially when they call on the radio and they say that there is need for people to come and donate blood. When I was hearing, I was creating groups from a school to go to the hospital to donate our blood. Like usually, like you can do it, and I'll hear once or twice. But the doctors and hospital that they have recognized me, like, oh my goodness, she's again. Like although I was very young, and they said that no, this time we will not, because that is you have to,
A certain amount of time has to pass before you can give.
So
I think
even
it's
now, I
6 months.
feel something. I feel something. I remember this. And my mom and they didn't know that we are doing all those things. Since that time, like I had some sense that I couldn't stop myself. So what happened to Afghanistan and what happened to the women of Afghanistan, I think like it was all still, it is all a political dirty game by name of a women's rights in Afghanistan. But unfortunately, I could say, or fortunately, we had after 2001, we had a privilege, I could say. All the wars comes to Afghanistan, and they show they just come to protect women's rights in Afghanistan. And that was also was another way of like we trust and we say that okay, this is we are not alone, but we were at the front line. We were at the front line, and we have did everything by ourselves. Yeah, we do admire and appreciate the support of international community, but. And that time, I always say proudly, and still I could say,
You're the front line, but that's
it
usually
was
what
not
happens.
Afghan woman to send them invitation to come and protect us.
But that's
That
the
was they
problem.
come.
But
They
that's the
come
problem.
to.
That's the problem, or the lack of recognition that we have of women peace builders, is that women peace builders are usually the first responders. They're usually there in the front line, probably not concerned with their own safety, but concerned with what needs to be done.
That's
And
true.
this has never been acknowledged.
That
Truly.
is the main part that which is really it is painful for us. So we took everything easy, but we were at the front line. We were the one to re-educate all those warlords, I could say, all those one that they have gun. They used to have gun, but we educate. We work with them. We like step by step. We just come up. We reached to that position that the woman should serve as a minister, the woman should serve as a have access to higher education, everything. But these things, yes, we had the support of international community, but it was also the resilience of Afghan people and particularly women of Afghanistan. So we all come. But unfortunately, in 2021, after 20 years, less than 24 hours, we have lost everything, which is that is another sorrow, that's another pain, which is when I said at the beginning I didn't show any interest to talk with anyone, because when I come here, although since 2021 I'm traveling, I have traveled, I have visited more than 30 or 40 countries, I know, but my belief was always on a woman, because the woman issue was not a personal issue, it was a global issue. And we learn from each other, from each country, from different, even our before 25 year, 45 years, Afghanistan have like another, there was a privilege for women in Afghanistan compared to other countries. So everything was just happened in a, something like we were not involved. by creating all this group, we were not involved by asking them to come and protect us. But we have step by step we have worked. So unfortunately, after 2021, we lost everything. And again, now I just was because right now we are here in the Virginia, in this age that now I'm like 50 years, I start everything from zero. Just before you were asking about 8 phone, I was just searching like, oh, I don't have. So we start from zero. We and I just in a hitch, like which when I call, like I was working for 32 or 33 years, it was not only 32, I was working day and night. When I counted, it become like 50 or 60 years. Now I should be retired. So, but in this age or in this mentality with losing everything, I start from zero and I have to survive, but still, I can't stop myself. Every day, I receive calls from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from Iran, from different parts, who have our members who are women, who are girls, who are young, that they are asking for support. Which is, unfortunately, when I'm not in a position to support myself, but the expectation is too high from us, and I can't stop. That is another sorrow. That's another pain, which has really, really disturbed me a lot. But
Can I,
still,
can I give you a bit of advice? Because I think us women activists always put everyone else before ourselves, and we consider self-care is not one of our priorities. And being much older than you and seeing what that lack of self-care has done to me, even though I still forget about myself occasionally, I think you need to step back. You need to say, 10 people have asked me for help. I can help five. I can't say yes to everyone because the first person I need to say yes to is to me. I need to be able to sleep or take 10 minutes to just do nothing or walk or exercise. I need to protect my mental health because at the end of the day, no one is going to look after me. And
it's
I'm
true.
talking about that. And it's something I've always. They laugh at me in Wassel, and they laugh at me like when I say laugh in the sense that it's who I am. We need to be reminded that we can't save the world. We can do a lot, and we are all doing a lot. But the first thing we need to save and protect is our own physical and mental health. And I can't emphasize enough. And as I said, it's got to do with the fact that I am older, and I'm seeing the fact that I haven't looked after myself, and maybe that's why I had a heart attack. Maybe if I was watching my weight more, my exercise more, or I wasn't absorbing all the anxiety of the people around me. So please, Mary,
We
look
do.
after Mary first.
Yes, you're right. I try, but still, like I don't want to complain, but it's just like as a friend, like as a one that we are all at the same. We are at the same situation as a woman. If we are in a high position, or if we are like health-wise, age-wise, we are just like now going to a different level of our life. But what I really, it made me very, very disappointed. That was like, with due respect to all women's leader who kept quiet for the last 4 years in case of Afghanistan, an Afghan woman, it really, really made me very disappointed. Yes,
But
there
Mary,
was.
why are you limited to Afghanistan? And I'm not minimizing your this what has happened in Afghanistan and the fact that they're trying to erase Afghan women from within the community. You're looking at something as blatant as the genocide in Palestine. How many women leaders have actually come out and said no? As I said, I'm not
I come
minimizing,
back. I come.
I'm not minimizing what's happening in Afghanistan because it's tragic the fact that the Taliban is even erasing the voice of women. But it's very few, and that's why, to me, Francesca Albanese is such a unique human being in that she is speaking, even though she's been threatened. She's been threatened, and her family's been threatened. There are not many women leaders. that have the courage to say consistently, stop, enough, look what's in front of us, this is wrong. So to me, I don't know, I get sad with you as well because you get women leaders and you think, oh, maybe we will help, maybe we'll be have a hand up. And then I think, no, it ain't gonna happen again. And I think that's why she, Francesca Albanese, is getting so much support now, because she's on the right side of history. She does not consider her personal safety or family safety. What she considers is her moral compass, which not everyone else is doing. But as I said, this is not minimizing what's happening in Afghanistan. I think this erasure of women is tragic, and I think we underestimate it.
I agree. That's why that I said that when it's an example, like if we have a strong group of women leaders or the one that they are become more united, I don't think that the situation get worse than today. Even today it's
Inshallah.
early. It's today's early. If we come to that sense that we are all, we have the our cause, our problem as a woman, or if we are in a high position, as I said, if you are not, but we have same issue. So that's why, like, I don't say that all, but I really want more unity and solidarity among women all across, all around the world. That is needed because I remember when we came here, I was the one to write straightforward and say that what happened to Afghanistan, I don't want that happen to Ukraine. What happened to Afghanistan, I remember, I don't know, you were part of that event in Istanbul 2010 through Wassel, that
No.
we
I
all were
only.
there. We all were there. A girl, I forgot her name. She was a young girl. She came from Syria. And she was so like excited, and she said that, oh, we want. And I said that, look, the war is not the solutions. Look at us. We lost everything. We must do learn from our mistakes. But unfortunately, even in that time, that the woman didn't. Everyone was just was like to I don't know what to say, like how to explain. Now here in the US, look at this. What happened here?
I mean,
I could say in a day or a week, thousands of people have lost their job. No one has raised their voice.
no, but I'm looking at the women that have supported Trump and are supporting Trump, and they're not looking at the fact that he is pushing back women rights so far. I mean, this
That's
Ep
why.
this Epstein file, that this is a big case now. And suddenly there is no Epstein client list. And suddenly, why was Ghislaine Maxwell put in jail? And why did Prince Andrew pay out a big fine to the person he was accused of sexually abusing Shazandre? If the files don't exist, they're saying the files don't exist. So why did all these things happen? Which means they are negating the Me Too movement. So it's, and these women are standing there and supporting it, and I can't understand it. I can't understand this basic thing. I'm not talking the tariffs. I understand and I don't understand, but this pushing back of women's agency of their bodies, of their voices, is so extreme.
That's
And
true.
he's surrounded by women.
That's why that I'm just surprised that I say that. Why woman, again, forget about that you are belong to which parties. But before to be part of these parties, but you are a human, you are a woman. That's what I'm just trying, but unfortunately, I'm not in that position. I was just closely working with Ambassador Swanee Hunt. I was with her for 1 year.
ATPs with woman
Yeah.
bed, is it?
Yeah, I was with her at her office, and I was said to her this, and I said that look at to Afghanistan right now. The girls that even they don't have support of their families, their brothers and their fathers, they have that resilience, they have that courage, they come on the street and ask for their rights. But here in this country, like you people are have everything, but everyone is so quiet. And then she said that yes, you're right. Then we have to. So my, I'm really now, even still, it is not too late. If women, a different networks, different group all come to just stand for one cause to as a woman, forget about the politics, forget about like this is still, as my understanding, but I don't know. I will be alive to see that or not, or same, but I really my concern is for the future of all the world. Like if women are not involved, if we give all these authorities the rights to privilege to all to these men, they are the one to destroy it, all the wars. Woman
But you
is the
know,
one as a peace builders, woman could play their role as real peace builders, that they could bring peace and unity all around. But unfortunately, so I don't
can I
want to
can
know.
can I can I interrupt you there? So I think one of the problems of women speaking out in America is this threat. If you're not an American, in that your parents were not born there, you face the threat of being deported, okay? Because this is a real threat. And I can understand why some women are not speaking, because it's a real threat. Okay, because not all women have the power of Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. She can speak. She's a politician, and she's got a loud voice, and she's a Latina, and she's badass. But not everyone has her strength or her confidence. A lot of the women in the street are, firstly, if they're civil servants, they're worried about losing their jobs. Because he can do it. And to me, this
So
breakdown of democracy in America is wow.
now I don't think that what do you advise like now? Because even for me as a asylum seeker here, I always
You've
have
got to
this
be
option.
careful. You
That's
do have to
why.
be careful.
That's why, like if I haven't got my proper papers and I'm now in a status like no status. Although I have this argument because I always say that I didn't come, I was brought here. Our case is different than other refugees, than other people that they are seeking asylum.
Who
Because
brought you there? Who brought you there?
the US government, we didn't come. I was in the office and they just picked me and took me to the airport and we just come. We even was not allowed to go to take my computer to take nothing.
So they
That
picked you up in your office in Kabul on the day that Kabul collapsed.
was captured and they just called us and they asked us to get enter to the airport. Although there was not easy to enter to the airport because there was so crowd and but we couldn't. I tried but I couldn't. Then there was some firing and there was some people was killed and then again we were just around. Then they friends were working and then from other way that we have success to enter to the airport.
Now, remember the photographs of that day at Kabul airport, the photographs that were circulating were horrific, because some people must have also died in the crush, because there were
That was
so
so
many
many.
people.
It never happened in any part of the world. Like people was to hanging in the plane, like to just to leave. That was never happened. It was if there was a plan. Even though right now I'm talking, my friends say that don't talk this way, because. But again, I can't stop myself as an advocate. That's why I just see all the reality. I'm part of this reality. But they always tell me. Don't be like loud. That's why, like, it's really this another sorrow, that's another pain. I had like last year, I had two times a stroke,
Whoa.
two strokes, and
Did they,
I'm
what was
just
the cause of them? Did they tell you what the cause of the stroke was? Was it anxiety, blood pressure?
anxiety and depression and nothing else. I lost like two of my sibling, like my sister and my brother, within 2 months last year.
Were they in, I'm sorry to hear that, in Kabul, or were they with you?
No,
Where did
here in the US.
And what did you lose them from, if I may ask?
They were not that old. Like my brother was 55 years old and my sister was 65 years old. and they have like diabetes, and my brother had a stroke. And then they, for the old people who are older than us, it's not easy. It was not easy. And due to depression, and that within 2 months, I lost two of my family, like two, the closest one, like my sister and my brother was live with me for years. And then I was, this was
But
my,
Mary, that's one more reason to look after yourself.
I try my best, but you know, here now, I
Are you
began
by your,
again.
are you by yourself in America?
I was like by myself, but my sisters and my brother, my others, niece and nephew, they were with me. And I was the one to help. And then their families comes, my brothers and my other sisters comes, they took their kids. And today I'm alone. I become again refugee after 4 years. Now I'm not able to rent a house because I don't have job.
Yes, and you have an your status is in question. Does
It
that
is
look?
now I'm here, like I just come to stay with my niece. Like she's just like give one room to me and I stay, and which is I remember since my childhood that I was independent. And now, in this age of the years of work, of the years of struggle, I start everything from zero 4 years before. I make everything, but it was not my house, it was rental house. But this country, even to live to, it's not easy. And now I can't. I'm not in a position to live alone, because you have to have your income, whatever that I had for the last 4 years. Less or more, I expanded. And now this is the situation that I do appreciate, like Swanee Hand, Ambassador Swanee Hand, she gives me like 1 year. I was working as a consultant. And then at the same time, like I try to register our organization here, like because when I see, I don't say that I was in a high position, but I was treated as a VIP once upon a time. When I come here, I'm in a such a situation, and just imagine like what has happened to other Afghans.
No,
And
I.
within 2 months that I lost two of my family members. And when I always feel regretted, and I always feel so bad, because we didn't say that we had everything, a privileged life. Yes, but we had a privilege compared to here. For my sister and my brother, they were not like, they were, all of us was forced to leave.
Yep. Very
So
big
that is
difference.
another pain, that's another sorrow, which is again, it's disturbed me when I see the situation of all Afghans, and particularly women. They don't have, most of these people, they don't know how to approach, how to support themselves, how to provide legal assistance for those women that they are. They have to cope within the family with the domestic violence. They can't share, you know, culture-wise again. This is all like, it all disturbed me. I try to look after myself. But I was just was like last year, I was in the office. When I stand, I feel like some dizziness. And I just like my colleague said that, okay, you should go to the first care.
Emergency
When I
room.
went there, and they just called immediately ambulance, and they said that you had a stroke. And I said, for God's sake, what does this stroke mean? I just come by my own. I come by my own self. So after that, several times I went to such a more difficult situation. I don't check all the time my BPs or something. I just see like the stroke is every minute of my life. It is a stroke.
Well, Mary, I have to tell you, when I had my heart attack,
Wow.
I had a heart for according to the doctor, it was a good heart attack because it was a heart attack that warned me that I need to look after myself because there was no damage to the heart or the arteries. I didn't need a stent. He says to me, "You've got to watch your weight, you've got to exercise, and you've got to watch your anxiety." I said, "The first two are doable. The anxiety is difficult." But I went to the emergency room 48 hours later. I just passed it by, and my friend says to me, "Are you mad? You just had the four symptoms of a heart attack, and you're still here." And if she hadn't forced me, She says to me, "Are you going or am I going to come and pull you by your hair?" And I went, and the doctor says to me, "Glad you, okay, glad you come up, but why did you wait 48 hours? And we're admitting you." So it happens all the time. And it's got to do with the fact that these symptoms are silent. And as women, we tend to bypass them and pass everything on to anxiety. I've been going through quite an anxious period, stressful period, because I've also had 3 years previous to that, I also had a benign brain tumor, but that was another good. It was
Same,
good. It
same.
came
Well,
out. I mean,
yeah.
I knew it. It was diagnosed within 3 weeks of this really strong symptom. It was out and I was perfect. As women, we tend to push medical symptoms aside. It's anxiety. I'll just pass it by. I'll just have a cup of tea and it'll be okay. Or I'll just go for a walk and it'll be okay. That's why it's so important, because we can't afford to ignore our bodies. But because I don't want you to feel sad, I want you to tell me, you also were the founder of one of the first shelters in Afghanistan. Tell me about that, because we also need to celebrate our achievements.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, as the first one established the first shelter in Afghanistan, that's some of my work has give me some I don't know how to explain, some happiness
Do you know
when I
my friend Mahbuba
Mahbuba is like running that shelter.
Siraj? Yes, she's my friend Mahbuba.
I hand over the office to Mahbuba, because she was the one, to be honest, she was the one forced me to go, because she said that I'm in an age like I already have, but you are young, you should go. And I was not accepting to leave, because there was more than 50, 60 women and children in the shelter. And she forced me, she said that, "Go, I'm here like as a soldier, I will be at the gate of the shelter, I will not allow anyone." So when I see this, my work, my efforts that which we have years before, that shelter is still open, and that's very difficult situation that they kept it open, and they have women and children, and that's when I see the women are in a good hand, which really made me happy. So besides, like, we have success too at the same time. We had like so many women who have no one. I succeed to evacuate them and take them out of the country. Some of them are in Canada, some in Germany, some in here in the US, the young girls. So it also make me happy when I see that there is a lot of positive progresses in their lives compared to my life, because they are younger.
Yeah,
So this thing made me
this
happy.
age thing is an issue.
Yeah, these things
And
that
you young still, you must forget that you're 50. You're still young, you still have possibilities.
I don't think like I try every day, to be honest. I try every day. I just wake up with another a positive like thinking, like today will be, I will do this, and I'm doing a lot. I still doing a lot. I did everything for registration, the AWN here, Afghan Women Network here. It was not easy. And I succeed to register. I succeed to now have this like as a non-profit organizations that now we are here. We try to, because you also see like a lot of division among Afghan women all around the world. We were divided in different part of the world. Again, I just feel like as a responsibility that this is the time that we have to all come together. As forget about other countries, but it's still like as an Afghan woman, because the division have caused so much problem also for us as a woman inside the country. So
And
I'm trying.
division is what makes the Taliban stronger.
That's why I'm just trying now. If there is some willingness still for the supporting woman, I'm trying to, to work on the unifying Afghan woman wise here. I just now targeted 10 countries that we are in contact with women leaders. Most of them are our members of our network. I'm working on that. Besides, like, it is also difficult right now, the situation most deportees from Iran and Pakistan, that they are also need shelter, they are also need support. And I'm just trying, I just now start yesterday, before yesterday, I start for some creating some GoFundMe to find some way of if I could get succeed. So although I need at the moment, I need support. Support means like I need a job. If I don't have a job, I will not able to live my the way that I want here, even though.
Because when you don't have a job, it adds one more level of very extreme anxiety because you need to be able self-sustenance,
That's one.
pay the rent or pay your food or pay to have your head. And I mean, it's little things,
Everything.
but
Even I
yes.
cannot go to doctor now. I don't have insurance.
Oh, yes, you don't have insurance, and insurance, private insurance is very expensive in America.
Too expensive. And that's why that sometimes everyone said that I should look after myself. And I just, although after what happened to my sister and my brother within 2 months at the same hospital, both were at the same hospital, hospitalized, and there was, I don't blame the doctors, but there was the treatment system was not the way that it was simple in Afghanistan and India and Pakistan. Here, for those poor people like my sister and my brother, that they have received so much medicines because they had Medicaid, and the Medicaid is another privilege for hospital here that the doctors are getting advantage. And when I say this, my niece I say that why you are always thinking negative, you no, but this
It's
is
a
a
reality. But I have to tell you that when I was diagnosed with my brain tumor, benign, I need to keep on saying benign, my first prayer to the universe was gratitude because I have healthcare. And something that cost me about €800 because the emergency room I was taken to was private and I don't mind because it was next to my work. And it was I got great care, but the actual surgery that would have cost a normal person without health care, €15,000, didn't cost me anything. And the doctor that operated me was one of the top in Europe. So my first prayer was to thank the universe that I'd lived somewhere that I had health care, because beyond health being the most priceless thing we have, healthcare is even more priceless because without healthcare,
especially here.
you can't help. I mean, the older you get, things like your brother's diabetes. I mean, diabetes can be deadly, and it is deadly in a lot of cases. If you've got access to healthcare, right medication, right doctors, right dosage, or if you have a stroke, again, so to me, this big gratitude to the country I live in that offers me healthcare because something that not
So,
a and
Annie
to
James.
and and to add to that, the kind of tumor I had, of the four cases of the tumor, three are women. So
Wow.
it's I don't know why. So to me, a very big gratitude. So healthcare
Well,
is priceless, which makes my
that
heart
is
break.
everything you see that it has like once I try to take easy every life, like for example, I'm still lucky that at least I had that my nieces, although, but I never remember like I always had my own. Like I was the one to serve. I was the one to,
Provide.
yeah. But now I'm in a situation, but it is also sometimes it is not easy.
Oh, it's
It's not
never
easy.
easy. It's not easy changing the side when you're the
It's
side of the
really,
person.
but with all these up and down challenges and difficulties, we still try to survive, we still try to be strong, which is sometimes I really hate these words, but no choice. You have to. So, and that now coming to your part of like, still like we are, I feel responsible for those one that they are facing all these challenges and difficulties within the country.
I agree with you.
I try to be in a way to support to at least. I respond to their messages because sometimes they call me, they don't know the difference of time. I just realized that I don't know what time I'm sleeping, what time. Although I try to look after myself, as you said, because if I don't, then it is not easy. I really afraid. But
And you're sorry, and you've got to look after yourself because you don't have health care.
So,
Okay. I mean, it's an another reason to look after
why do you
yourself.
advise that now? Look, this is the situation. This is the reality. Reality is always ugly. And this is the reality which is we are facing. But still, I really, really don't want anything happen to any part of the world for any kind.
But I would like to end
At
this.
least for any. What happened right now to Iran?
You seem to be
Sorry.
cut. You seem to be cutting out. So, I think what I would like to hear from you, so that we end this podcast on a potentially positive note, is if you could send one wish out to the universe, what would that wish be? And I would love there to be peace everywhere, but be a little bit more self-serving.
I think that's now I the only thing that I'm just wishing that is God should give me good health, because everything that you can find it, but as you can't stop yourself, at least that you should be healthy, that you could do something. Yes, peace is one of the main things that for all that I want. I peace for all around the world. But if you don't have peace of mind with yourself, that is really difficult. That is the difficult part. I pray that God gives me that strength, that
I will
power.
send you another good wish. I will send you a good wish that you get a job.
Oh.
After you get your health, you get a job, because I'm now a pensioner and I get a very poor pension. I'm still lucky because I have my own apartment, but I get a very poor pension because I was a single parent, so my contribution was very low. And I battle to keep a balance, and I'm always looking for extra work. So I know this feeling of, whoops, am I going to make it till the end of the month? And I want to go and have my hair dyed because I'm all white. Have I got enough money? So, to me, my wish to the universe for you is a job.
Thank you. I that is first. Yes, you're right.
Oh,
The
no,
first
your
thing.
good health. No, your good health is first. I agree with you. Your good health is first. So, you've got your wish for you, and I've got my wish for you.
I
So,
appreciate. Thank you so much, because that is also both are needed to be together. Good health,
exactly.
work, then you can do more. Still, I'm
Exactly.
thinking for doing more, not only for my families, for whatever, for all human around the world, because everyone, all human around the world, they don't have same feeling that we have.
I agree.
And so there should be something like some unique that unique things that we have that should be survive, that it should be alive, that we could do more and more. So I
So
wish that. I wish that women in Afghanistan have access to their basic rights. Now we are asking for that. That is really difficult right now, I see. And I hope that they understand, and the world should listen to the people of Afghanistan. And because from any part of the angle I see, it is all I know. As you said, that Syria, Iran, other part of the world is not safe or
much
not.
better, yes.
But for Afghan, in this 45 years, 45 years, it's not enough. It's not like it's not something like easy, like you just talk. Talking about this is difficult, but we have suffered. We just come. And I hope that everything should over. And we have the dignity and rights as a humans, and to survive and to serve our countries and to serve our people and to serve the people around the world.
No, I agree with you. I think my biggest general wish would be that everyone, the world returns to a world where each and everyone has dignity.
Yes.
Because I think dignity is when they take away your humanity, your job, or your rights, it's an intent. The intention is to humiliate you and put you down. So to me, I wish for everyone to live in, all of us to live in a world where everyone has dignity. Nothing else.
Yes,
Dignity gets the
that's
done.
agree. When you are planning to come here, that you have any.
Let's close this interview. I'm really glad to have spoken to you. I really feel as if I'm speaking to a sister, because this despair, this how can we do everything, forgetting about ourselves, is something I really identify with. So to me, to you, we will repeat. You wish yourself good health. I wish you a good job, and together we wish everyone in the world has dignity,
That's
lives in a
true.
world of dignity.
I
So
hope.
lots of good and lots of good thoughts to you, to the listeners. Thank you for listening, and to you, Mary, very big
Thank
thank
you
you for
so
being
much.
here.
And thank you so much for having me. I hope that I just, because we just talk general
No,
about
no,
other things,
no.
but it was privileged to talk to you, and I'm so glad, and I'm so honored to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. You keep safe, and the listeners also keep safe.
The first trilingual podcast station of Cyprus, Island Talks, open, diverse, free.